This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, simply call the Frankels or go to truckwreck.com. The Frankels will make sure you do not settle for less. Hurt not your fault, call the Frankels, go to truckwreck.com. Here's Zach Wolchuk with some NFL news of the day.
Thank you. Yesterday, right after NBA basketball, and I was plugged in because I wanted to see what everyone was saying about the Kyrie stuff, but then ESPN moved right into a 30 for 30 bullies from Baltimore, and it was about the 2000 Ravens, and it was great. I mean, they did a great job. They had a round table with Ray Lewis and Shannon Sharp and Rod Woodson and Tony Siragusa.
I was about to say.
Was part of it.
Goose.
Because it was filmed a month before he passed away.
Yeah.
And Siragusa, just everything he said was gold. He was incredible. But Dilfer, their quarterback, also made an appearance. And during it, he made a comment that has now since gone viral. And we used to love playing the drop of Trent Dilfer.
Used to.
Yeah, we still do from time to time, but we don't.
It's the single worst sports analysis ever given.
It's pretty bad.
It's historic. Pretty bad.
You can't win games in the NFL and still lose.
No, you can't lose games in the NFL and still win, but I hear you, Wolchuk.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Just invert. Flip it. It's opposite.
Yeah,
day.
But nobody wants to have an inverted.
He's a head coach now.
For what, high school?
No, major college football.
No way.
Yeah, what's his
Alabama Birmingham.
Alabama, okay.
UAB.
Oh,
one
UAB? Of the, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. I cannot believe they've hired him. All right, well, from that to, this is Dilfer's current assessment of quarterbacks in the NFL. Rodgers, Brady, you impressed? Trent.
Modern day game does not impress me. It's super easy when you don't get hit as a quarterback and when you can't reroute receivers. And when you can't hit guys across the middle, I love Tom Brady, I love Aaron Rodgers, I love these guys. It's not impressive. What's impressive is what they did.
So he's been getting roasted for this. People are taking clips of him even in the Super Bowl victory against the Giants, and he's just airmailing wide open receivers. And it's like, Trent, come on, man. I get it. It's a completely different style of football. Like, if you watch the 2000 Ravens and they were showing the highlights of it, they talked about their style of play. I don't know that that team is as dominant in today's game as they were then. They couldn't get away with a lot of the stuff they did defensively. Tony Siragusa knocks out Rich Gannon in the AFC Championship game. Yeah. That play is flagged today. He's probably ejected from the game, and he was complaining about his fine at the time because Phil Simms just went off on him on the broadcast, and he got a fine for $10,000. Then he got to see Phil Simms in the production meeting, and he got to give him a piece of his mind. He said, you should have seen Phil. He was more white than he normally is, and he's a very, very pale man to begin with. But Tony Siragusa's fine would have been enormous in today's game. But it's just how physical that defense was. Mm-hmm. The style of play and the rule changes are very different today. So I understand what Trent's saying, but it doesn't mean that the quarterback play is less impressive. Come on, Trent.
Yeah, it's all relative. You know, if you want to be, hey, we did it better in our era guy, I get that. But let's not like suspend logic, you know, and ability to use critical thinking. Obviously, it's on a scale. And what the guys do now is impressive for a different reason. It's all about processing and anticipating. And I do think there's some elements to this that are BS, you know, that they've created this super safe environment for quarterbacks to play in. But it's good for the game. I would do the same thing as an owner. I can't have that expensive of an asset getting hurt and ruining ratings. You know, like late season football used to be crappy when all the quarterbacks were hurt. We've eliminated that. You know why running the football has been so important in January and why the Crusties won't give up on it? Because their damn quarterbacks used to be hurt all the flipping time.
Dilfer's quarterback and all the dang teams.
That's right. Gosh. Of course you got to run the football.
He does sound I get why he sounds dumb here, but at the same time, I do understand what he's saying to an extent, but to go as far as to say it's not impressive.
Yeah, he's wrong.
It's just you being
what Patrick Mahomes is doing today is extremely impressive. What Aaron Rodgers, even though I can't stand him, it's still very impressive what he's been able to do throughout the course of his career.
The ESPN producers rubbed off on him. He still can't help himself. He's got a hot take.
Yeah, he hot-taked it. That's for darn sure.
And now he's a coach, so he's like having to conceal that a little bit. He finally got an opportunity. Okay, we get some cameras. We get to let opinions fly. Here we go. Watch this, boys and girls.
I'm going to take this.
You want to sell this, Doc?
Boom. Yeah.
Here's your promo.
It's gone viral.
Rodgers and Brady suck.
All right, one quarterback's opinion to another Super Bowl winning quarterback, Joe Montana. Was talking about the 49ers quarterback situation.
Oh, this should be exhilarating.
Our buddy Mike Silver.
Listening to Montana makes me want to go to sleep.
Yeah, and I don't think Montana's fully educated on the quarterback situation.
He pushes that Guinness beer, though. That's a pretty good ad he's got.
He does.
He makes you want to go have one.
And Silver tries to kind of help him here. But here's what Joe thinks the 49ers should do at quarterback. Is they have a threesome with Jimmy G, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy.
Before that championship game, it was going to be Purdy next year on a rookie contract. And Trey Lance probably would have hung around and been the backup. But what do you do if you're them now?
Well, I start Jimmy. He has won a lot of games. I can't say the same for Trey, right? You don't know that from him. I don't think it's hard. I think you just start Jimmy.
The hard part is that Jimmy has a no franchise tag clause and he's a free agent. So you got to really show him the love to try to get him back.
He still won a lot of games before he got hurt, right? And so he put him in that position to be able to go on that run to begin with. So you handed a guy a team sort of like somebody else I know got handed a good team. So you got to go with the guy who's been winning the games and gets the offense and go from there.
Joe Montana proves that sports intelligence and actual intelligence are two different things.
Did he take a subtle jab at Steve Young there?
He did. He took a jab at Steve Young. He sure did.
Know somebody else that took the reins of a really talented team. Steve.
When was this? Was this a recent?
This came out today.
This was recent. Okay. Didn't the 49ers in a press conference say the other day that by all means that he wasn't coming
back? They sure did, Brian.
Yeah.
They sure did. Yeah. And Mike, again.
Mike tried to
He's
give
also
him,
a free agent, yeah, Mike, as Silver points out.
Yeah. The 49ers said they're not going to have him back at all.
Joe presents more baked than Troy Aikman, and that's saying a lot.
The red eyes.
Woo!
Oh, man, the Saints are expected to hire Joe Woods as their new defensive coordinator. He got fired by the Browns. Now he's going to go to the Saints as that carousel keeps on turning. The Panthers, though, they're hiring one of our favorites as the Broncos lose their defensive coordinator. He's going to take the Panthers' D.C. job. Ajiro Evero is going to go to Carolina and join that staff there. And this is shocking news. I didn't think you could really get hurt playing flag football. But Myles Garrett suffered a toe injury during the Pro Bowl games yesterday, and x-rays, fortunately, they came back negative, but he said he left, and he's feeling obvious discomfort in the toe. So hopefully this doesn't end up becoming a Deion Sanders-type situation for the Browns.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I've seen what Deion lost, I believe, his big toe and the one right next to it.
Yes.
He's got like a giant thing up his calf that they had to take a bunch of meat from or something. He's got to get massages on his leg and foot all the time. That thing's pretty disgusting. What, like Deion, you see him limping around, it's because he's got three toes on one foot and he's got half a calf. And so it's just, it's a bad situation. I hope Myles Garrett, that's not the case.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I hope he's the Pro Bowl games, huh?
Yeah.
Getting the injury. Do they have any type of, any type of security thing there? Does the NFL give you anything in the way if you get hurt today?
The beach volleyball or the beach volleyball or flag football game that they had.
Yeah, Robert Edwards.
Robert Edwards. Yeah. I mean, guy rushes for 1,000 yards. You know, he's playing great for the Patriots. All of a sudden blows his leg out.
That started the anti-physicality in the Pro Bowl movement. Yeah. Last night should have finished it. Let's just turn it into a meet and greet. I know the players had fun because flag football is fun to play. but there's a reason it's not televised everywhere. They tried it 3 or 4 Very years true. Ago, and it went nowhere. That was an embarrassment last night is what right. that was on TV.
Right, and I get it. A17's like, I blew out my left knee in flag football. You can get hurt, but the whole reason the NFL moved from this is to try and avoid injuries and to try and just make this thing yep. a little bit more yeah. fun to watch. So they weren't thinking that there would be injuries to come from shifting it. I get actual competitive flag football. You can suffer an injury, A17. I hear you. The Raiders wide receiver, Devontae Adams. And shout out to Derek Carr, by the way. He's dealing with all this stuff. I thought he handled it fantastically. We played the audio of him dunking on himself. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had played this well, if I'd ever been this hot, this is why I probably would still be here and not leaving. He was great.
Salute to CeeDee Lamb as well for dominating the game.
2 touchdowns, baby. Let's go, CeeDee.
He's a cheat code in flag.
Darn.
You can't hit him. It's over.
In real life, he's becoming a cheat code, too. But Devontae Adams was interviewed, asked about Aaron Rodgers, of course, and Rodgers has been, I think he won that golf tournament.
He did. Matter of fact, the pro he was playing with didn't make the cut, and Rodgers was playing so well, it got to him and
Unreal.
The pro to the weekend.
Good for you, Rodgers.
Wow. He put the team on his back.
Yeah, the pro missed the cut, and Rodgers, his handicap and how he scored allowed the pro to keep playing for the championship.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, bleep him, but congratulations at the same time. So you've got all the buzz. What's happening with Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to get traded? So here is Devontae Adams asked about, you started that recruiting yet?
So your neighborhood, have you started recruiting Aaron Rodgers to be the new Raiders quarterback?
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens.
What's your best recruiting pitch?
That I'm here.
That's great. That's great.
I think that's a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one.
These hands, bro. That's pretty much all he needs to know.
Well, you see how you struggled without me this year?
Did you see what Rodgers wore? Like, he was
all black.
Yeah.
He looked like a Raider fan.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think he had his face painted. Was he wearing shoulder pad with spikes on them while he was golfing a little bit? I think he was.
He was trying them on.
Silver
between
and black
shots.
Face paint.
Between shots, he had to take them off. He couldn't quite swing. Yeah. The spikes were getting in his face.
He cut his hair into the Howie Long
flat top.
Yeah, he's really going all in on this Raider thing.
That's amazing. Oh, and you know what? I think that'd be fun. Rodgers and him reunited in Vegas. Maybe then we finally will get an all red zone AFC West that's worth buying instead of the crap we watched last year. Right. The Broncos still probably won't be a factor in that because you still have Russell Wilson. Maybe Sean Payton can help. He did say he's kicking all of Russ's coaches out. They're not going to be part. I've never seen that, said Sean Payton today in his press conference. He was asked about it. I guess Russ had his team. He had his little side team. Plus his office. Payton ain't going to have any
plus
of that.
All the parking spots.
Amazing. more than touchdown passes he thrown. It was ridiculous. The Cardinals have narrowed their head coaching search down to 3 finalists. Brian Flores is one of them.
Oh, my guy.
Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo and Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka. How about Kafka climbing the ranks,
huh? Andy wanted to keep him so bad.
Unbelievable.
Well, can you imagine being the guy who's the quarterback's coach and the OC for, at one point, Pat Mahomes, and then your next quarterback was Josh Allen? Kafka's in New York, so he got Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And he's getting a ton of credit for the Daniel Jones thing right now.
Sure is.
It's possible, because I heard you as I was driving home on the get right, you think Wink Martindale might be the guy in Indy.
Yeah, I think Wink's got a shot.
They might get wiped and have both of their coordinators gone.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It'd be pretty crazy in the NFC East. And then finally, look at Tom Brady here. He was on with Colin Cowherd. He announced his retirement last week. He's putting out the thirst trap picks today, trying to shout out to all the ladies, look at me. Well, he was asked about when's he going to start with Fox, and this is how the exchange went.
Is there a thought in your head that, man, I gave a lot. I need to exhale. I got to give this thing some space here. Is that like time? I'm talking 15 months. I'm talking 18 months.
Yeah. I think for me, absolutely. And even, you know, decompression's important. You know, you're on this kind of really crazy treadmill / hamster wheel for a long time, loving the moment, loving the journey. At the same time, you know, it's a daily fight. You know, you wake up every day just like you do. And I have appreciation for so many people that are so committed every day to showing up to put their max effort into their life and their career. And I think for me, I want to be great at what I do. And even, you know, talking even last week with the people at Fox Sports, you know, and the leadership there allowing me to start, you know, my Fox opportunity in the fall of 2024 is something that's great for me. So take some time to really learn, become great at what I want to do, become great at, you know, thinking about the opportunity and making sure I don't rush into anything. And I think when people really bet on me, I think one thing about my career, whether it was when I was drafted by the Patriots or signing for free agency with the Bucks, I wanted to be, you know, fully committed. And I never wanted to let people down. I think my biggest motivator was that. So, you know, even in the future, I want to be great at what I do. And that always takes some time and strategizing and learning and growing and evolving. And I have so many people to rely on that can support me in that growth too. So it's going to be a good, great opportunity for me to take some time to really certainly become at my Fox broadcasting job, which I'm really looking forward to, but also catching up on other parts of my life that need some time and energy.
Yeah, sounds like he wants to make sure what he gets into next is going to have his passion, because without that, it's hard to be great at something, at anything. Okay, there is a breaking news story about the Kyrie Irving trade. But I think people are reading too much into it. The text is lighting up saying it's not official. It's off. Woj reported exactly 10 minutes ago on Twitter. It still hasn't been made official with the league office because the Nets are evaluating opportunities to expand with a third team. Teams are expected to make the two-way deal official in the next couple of hours, unless the Nets find something bigger to fold into it. They want to see if there's a way with a third team they can facilitate more of what they want and maybe do the same thing for the Mavericks. And if it doesn't happen by dinner time tonight, they're just going to finish off the two-team deal. This is very common. I'm not alarmed at the moment. I'm not thinking at the moment that this trade is going to be reversed. Are you guys? It has happened.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in NBA history if it didn't come together, but I have no reason to believe that it won't.
Yeah. David Stern's going to rise out of the grave and say, no, we can't make this
Stern's
deal.
Like, no, I said the Lakers. I said the Lakers only, and that was it, just like the Pau Gasol move. This is something that we've kind of known about because we have Bobby Corella tentatively scheduled for 4 o'clock, but he told me personally, look, if the trade's not made official, yeah, I'm not going to be able to join you because he can't talk about the trade as a Mavericks employee. So we've been kind of standing by waiting, and we knew that there is an attempt to maybe add a third team, which could also benefit the Mavericks. Maybe the Mavericks are able to unload one of these salary dumps as well on the trade. So I don't think this is going to be an issue as far as Kyrie being a Maverick.
Let's get Tim Hardaway Jr. involved somehow. Okay, we'll do more of this coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll take a look at this Kyrie Irving topic tree coming up at 4 o'clock. Best of the weekend is next, Chief. What are we talking about?
Who the Mavs can really thank for bringing Kyrie Irving to town. And we wave goodbye to a great Dallas duo. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.